face. Bloody Mary, secondary, Jordan, mean face. A-Rod got him offside, free play.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Christian Bry. Well, it's been a little bit of a break since we've done this, but I'm feeling good about how the game went last night, despite us losing. So we are doing Packers Pundit Playback with returning champion Paul Noonan, who covers the Packers for the Shepherd Express and Acme Packing Company, and also hosts the weekly podcast Reporting as Eligible, which is on the Packers, and Milwaukee's Tailgate Podcast, which is on the Brewers. Paul Noonan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
So, am I silly for thinking that that was actually not terrible performance?
You're not silly for thinking okay. that at all. Philadelphia, first of all, is one of the three best teams in football,
yeah.
without question. Easily the best team in the NFC. And hanging with them for this long is impressive. If this was a normal Packers season and we were rolling into this game as one of the other juggernauts in the NFC, this would be a really encouraging performance. And people would be talking about this is an NFC championship game showdown for later. That would have been a great preview of things. It's just that we come in with all these bad losses beforehand. And so it just looks like another one on top of that. But yeah, a lot went right in this game, especially offensively, where we've looked better than we have in ages. So yeah, absolutely.
Was this their highest scoring game of the season?
I think it was. I should have the scores.
I thought I heard,
up.
I mean, this is more of your realm than my realm, but I thought I heard one of the announcers say last night that we hadn't broken 19 points the whole season so far.
That's definitely not not the case. That right. I know for sure. I will pull it up on the side while I'm talking.
but I watched it. I mean, because we turned it on, and having those immediate two goals, we go 13-0 within the first quarter, and then all of a sudden we're tied almost immediately. We go up with that. How much scoring there was in the first quarter alone? I was like, oh, okay. And granted, then our defense wasn't there, and we'll get into all of that. But then I also feel like, I mean, the big story I feel like that came out of last night, though it's on the good side, is how good Jordan Love looked.
Yeah, he did. This is definitely Jordan Love's best performance of his Packer career. And it was very small. There were not a ton of throws, but he's had just problems of various types every time he's been out there. And the last time he played significantly was just in mop-up duty and had four passes and a blowout. And when Jordan Love was drafted, he was drafted primarily because he had the strongest arm of that draft. He has an upper tier arm in terms of just sheer power. He had some accuracy problems in college. The last time he played, he was clearly working on his mechanics because that power wasn't there. And he was looking at his feet. Every time he backed up, he was shuffling. This was way better. This was such a marked improvement from last time we saw him. His footwork was better. He was hitting passes in the flat that even Aaron misses a good number of times. And that pass that he hits to Christian Watson, while not a super difficult throw over the middle, hit him right between the numbers, perfectly in stride, and that's why he scored. So it was a great performance from Love. Good to see that. Certainly good to see improvement from the guy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that was a thing as far as, are people now hoping that Aaron... No. I mean, it sounds like he's okay. And it was
an oblique or even a punctured lung,
right? Wasn't he worried about that too? So it sounds like he's okay.
Yeah, he'll be fine, I think, and probably play until they're not mathematically eliminated, by the way. 538 has these projections you can run on just odds for the rest of the season. And their odds, if the Packers should go undefeated the rest of the season and wind up at 9-8, are 45% to make the playoffs, which seems ridiculous, but is apparently true. So Aaron will probably be out there until they're dead.
Until they're done.
Yes, but they're not done yet, which is they should be done, but they're not.
So I guess, and another thing I learned last night, so you can tell me if the announcer was wrong, but I don't think he was this time, was that Jalen Hurts was drafted the same year as Jordan Love behind Jordan Love.
Also, yes.
And wow, I'm so happy I have that guy on my fantasy football team. That was the only silver lining for me last night because we just couldn't stop him.
That's going to be a historically great quarterback class when people look back on it. That was Joe Burrow of Cincinnati, Tua Tagovailoa. Got to be careful when I... That was right. First time I've ever said it right. Of Miami. Tyler Huntley, who's Baltimore's backup, but was an undrafted free agent in that class and also really, really good. I believe Justin Herbert was in that class, San Diego starter. And then Then Jalen Hurts was after Love. Love was the next one after Herbert. Then it was Hurts. I actually liked Hurts better in that draft. He was a more accurate college passer than Love's big problem was just accuracy. It's tricky to overcome that with prospects. That's kind of the best projector of college quarterbacks to the NFL. And he was like the 56th most accurate quarterback passing that year. Love was. Hurts was like fourth.
And can run like that.
And can run like that as well as an elite athlete to boot, as in addition to being a great pocket passer. So, he was a late second round pick. I kind of wish we had him instead, but what are you going to do?
It is what it is. But yeah. Another good, we're still focusing on the good stuff. Yep. I just want to play this as what someone played after Christian Watson grabbed that or got the pass from Love and turned around and ran. Someone tweeted this out, and I think it's exactly how we all feel about Christian Watson running.
He's fast. He's really, really fast. I mean, he's so fast. He makes fast people look not fast.
I got it. He's fast.
He's very fast.
Yep. By the way, the person who tweeted that out is Tyler Brook, who is on my podcast fairly regularly, about every other time.
So. Small Packers pundit world.
Yes, indeed.
I think that has been probably the highlight of the season so far, is watching him get better and how good he could grow into being, right?
Yes, absolutely. They picked him. He's a second round pick. There's this big thing that Aaron Rodgers just doesn't have a lot of first round picks in his history, because Jordy Nelson was a second round, a lot of second round guys. And he was the first pick of the second round, but they traded up. I count him as a first rounder. And I just keep wondering if they would have just played him a little earlier, more consistently, if they maybe wouldn't be in this position right now. Because that raw speed is just incredible. Yeah. He's just so much faster than everybody else on the field. And on that touchdown, he was outrunning other players with like 4.440s and just making them look like they were standing still. Seeing him actually, you know, utilized in the offense after really being frozen out by Aaron and injured for the first half. It's great to see the progress, but I also just kind of wonder what could have been if they would have gotten him going a little bit earlier than this too.
Yeah.
But I mean, fantastic game. One of the best stretches that any Packer receivers ever had, with 6 touchdowns in 3 games. Rookie or otherwise, Devontae is the only other person who's done that over a 3 game stretch, not as a rookie.
Yeah.
So, he's really been dominant, and he's really, really difficult as a matchup for every other team. The Eagles actually have the best pass defense in the NFL. And so even though they were playing off a little bit by that point in the game and had a good lead, that's just a very impressive passing play, specifically given the defense they were facing.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of defense, first, our guest this half hour doing Packers pundit playback is Paul Noonan. It feels like our defense was once again the problem last night.
It was. This was a game between two defenses that can't stop the run. Philadelphia is good at everything except stopping the run. They ranked 26th coming into this game. Unfortunately, the Packers ranked 32nd. And there's only 32 teams in the league. You can't rank worse than 32nd. And it keeps biting them. And it's bitten them several times now. And this is a consistent problem with Joe Barry. He has never had a defense in his career as a defensive coordinator that's had a run defense ranked higher than 23rd for a season. Usually it's 27th or below. He's doing schematically, it just does no favors to his team for stopping the run. I know part of that's by design. He's a pass first guy, but you can't let a quarterback rush for 140 yards on you and also let his running backs just go for 100 a pop too. The defense just continues to be a problem. They can't get big stops when they need to. They're injury bitten a little bit, but it just looks like they can't even throw out their run stoppers and stop the run. TJ Slayton is supposed to be the run stopper, actually graded out well this game. When he's in there with Kenny Clark and with Devontae Wyatt, they should be good against the run, and they're just not. Those guys are there to do that specific job, and it still doesn't work. And the most worrying thing, I think, on that defense is Quay Walker, who was their first-round pick and an off-ball linebacker, and just never seems to hit the right hole or be in the right place to stop the run. He's very fast. He's a little undersized, but he seems to just get blown up a lot. And he plays a position where you shouldn't need that long to develop. Different positions take different amounts of time to actually get good. The off-ball linebacker spot is kind of just, you pick a gap, it's your responsibility, you hit it as hard as you can. It's not that much more complicated than that. And his struggles are really worrying considering the draft capital they spent on the guy.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. It's like, well, so is this, when it comes to our defense, is this a coaching thing or is this a talent thing? Or, I mean, obviously it's some combination of both, but if you had to pick, which one is it more?
I really do think it's a coaching thing with the Packers specifically. Joe Barry has never been a good defensive coordinator in his career. And if we can tie this into what we're going to talk about a little later, but the Packers clearly wanted to hire Jim Leonard when they went out and ended up with Joe Barry. And Joe Barry, I think, was really a fallback, safe, comfort pick. He'd worked with Matt LaFleur in his previous spots. And he had experience as a coordinator, though those experiences weren't particularly good experiences. He was the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions when they went 0-16. He only got the job because he was married to the head coach's daughter. And he would parlay that into another DC job later for Washington, where, again, he was quite bad. So I think the Packers still have a very talented defense. They're getting occasional good production, even with lesser players. Like, their highest graded players in this game was like Rudy Ford, Justin Hollins, who just joined the team off waivers like today. And normally they're talented. Like, Russell Douglas is good. Jair Alexander's very good. They're missing Rashawn Gary, but Preston Smith is still there. This is a very talented team. There's no excuse for them being the worst at anything with this level of talent. Scheme, I think, is a big problem. There's a few instances in this game where there were just cornerbacks not covering anybody. AJ Brown was just open with nobody over the top of him on a big third down play in this game. That's just a coaching mistake. Barry, I think, is probably not long for this world after this game. I think he's probably going to get the axe sooner than later.
Oh, you do? You don't think he'll finish the season?
If they finish the season with him, it's just to have candidates lined up and be able to make better decisions. If you fire him right now, you're putting an interim, probably Jerry Gray, in place for the end of the season. They can probably just let him finish it out if they want to, but there's been rumblings that LaFleur's not happy with the defense, and if they act sooner, I won't be that surprised.
Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned, Jim Leonard, who they wanted to have who they wanted to give that job to, now might be able to take it because they have announced a new Badgers coach. So we're going to talk about that with Paul Noonan when we come back from this break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. And whoever played the Badgers, hope you're back in life. You're flying back tonight.
If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are doing Packers Pundit Playback with Paul Noonan. You just love that song.
Love some Garfunkel and Oates. Good stuff.
And you know who it is, Paul. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but remember, Paul's a big like parody song person.
Oh, that's right.
We forgot. Yeah. We forgot to pull your song. Have you done any for this season yet?
I haven't, but I'm going to for Christmas.
Okay. Is JR going to sing it again? JR didn't sing it.
He did not sing. To keep his journalistic integrity intact, since it could be viewed as criticizing Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. It's kind of like, I'd say it's even, but.
But he lended some of his musical ability.
He's good at fitting things into the proper meter, and I can get good at writing the concepts and getting the basic meter down. But like in Aaron Rodgers' Instagram, there's a bridge in the middle that's really, really tricky. It would not have been nearly as good without him. So that's what he helped with.
Shout out to JR. Yes. So we talked a little, we ended the last segment speaking about Joe Barry and how long he will be around as the defensive coordinator for the Packers and the potential of the guy that they originally wanted maybe getting the job, because he is now out of a job, that man being Jim Leonard, who over the weekend it is announced that he will not be returning as the full-time head coach instead of the interim head coach for the Badgers football, and instead Cincinnati's Luke Fickell is going to take over. So did you have any reactions to thoughts about, I don't feel like I know enough. I saw reactions on Twitter, and it seems like in general, I feel bad for the players who were close to Crist and had heartbreak over that. Then they also lost a teammate. Like, this has been a rough season emotionally for very young men. And now to lose another coach that they actually saw some success with this week. But from a fan standpoint, or a Badger fan at this standpoint, good move, bad move?
It's tricky to judge this, and I think ultimately it's a good move, but it's very un-Wisconsin move. That's, I think, the big takeaway. I suspect in the Barry Alvarez era as his athletic directorship that this kind of thing wouldn't have happened. That Jim Leonard is very much a program guy, that Wisconsin's MO, outside of a few exceptions to this, like Gary Anderson was an outsider, and I think that actually put them back on the insider track. But the program usually keeps a Wisconsin person who can build a strong running game and a strong defense as the person running the show. And they do that because I think that they think in the back of their minds that they're not necessarily going to compete for big names all the time, and that the one time they did it, a guy left for a different, if not necessarily better, job. However, the landscape has changed a ton in college football since Barry was in charge of everything. The main aside from now that you can pay players through the name, image, and likeness clause, the Big Ten is changing. In 2024, they're adding USC and UCLA to the Big Ten.
Which is crazy.
And they're likely to do away with divisions at that point. Wisconsin gets a huge bump in their competitiveness from the fact that they play in the worst division of the Big Ten, where they're clearly the best program. Minnesota's made great strides with PJ Fleck. They're good too. But they tend to be among the best of the worst teams in the Big Ten. And it kind of gives them an easy route to the Big Ten championship game. And if they get lucky there and beat Ohio State or whoever makes it, they have a much easier path than most teams to an upper-tier bowl. That's going away. In 2024, it's very likely that the Big Ten will eliminate divisions. And so to compete for a title in it, you'll have to beat Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State and the big teams on the other side of the bracket. They probably weren't going to be able to do that the traditional way. And I like Jim Leonard a lot. I think he is a defensive genius. I think he will get another job very easily. But I'm not sure about his recruiting. I'm not sure that he can bring in high-level talent. He hasn't really done that before. And he's part of Wisconsin's current recruiting. He's their defensive coordinator, and they've had trouble with it. So I know that some people were reacting that this looks like, on the outside, maybe an overreaction to their loss to Minnesota, to a little bit of an uninspiring end of the year. I don't really think that's the case. I think this is a broader look from Wisconsin itself at the future, and in probably needing a guy who can recruit at an elite level, which Luke Fickell can and has done. And, now that you can actually offer people money, you need to develop a program that offers people money to come to your school. That's just the reality of college football now. He has experience bringing in elite level talent, elite quarterbacks, elite skill position players. So it's probably a good move for Wisconsin. And I think he's going to be a name that Green Bay looks at seriously, because they wanted him before. I think that they, maybe they feel spurned, but I don't think football teams really operate that way.
Yeah.
But Leonard's a really, really, really good defensive mind. And if I think doing his specialty at the NFL level may fit a little bit better than college anyway. The problem in college is you run against just super great offenses where you're overmatched all the time. Mm-hmm. Your scheme doesn't really matter when that happens. The NFL is more compact. Scheme matters a lot more. And I think he can do good work there. So I won't be surprised if he ends up there. I think that they'll certainly give him a call and let him know they're interested.
It's good timing, potentially.
It is. It honestly is good timing. Yeah, I don't know if they'll do anything mid-season because schemes are hard to implement, but I guarantee they've already given him a call and said, hey, we see you're free. Just, talk to us before you do anything.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well, all interesting stuff. But as far, when does your next episode of Reporting as Eligible come out?
We recorded that on Tuesday nights, posted on Wednesday morning for everybody to listen to. So that's always there. And then I usually do a breakdown of the game, too, that posts on Friday morning as well. So
perfect.
And the upcoming game.
And people can find Paul at Badger Noonan on Twitter. Anywhere else that people should look out for you?
No, I suppose I should probably move to some alternative sites, though. I am... Anywhere I go, that'll be my name. I actually do have a Mastodon account that I never use, and I have a co-host one and a Hive one, but we'll see where anything lands. Don't use them too much yet.
That is the whole trudge now of where do I go? What do I build? There's already so many things that I'm trying to
keep tabs of. Need to see where everybody else goes first.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll probably get you back before the end of the season.
Sounds good. Thanks again for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what makes a job good? We want to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants.